left to right, Justin Sumter, Chandler Burks, Izzy Sam, as we'll open up for questions.
Justin, two touchdown game, how did that feel?
It felt pretty good, you know, thanks to Chandler, you know, putting the ball in the right spot every time. You know, it's just great to come out here and, you know, help the team win.
Coach said you guys had a little communication, I guess changing the fade to a slant down there on the goal line. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Okay. So what we had was we had a motion, and they left a lot of space over there, and they were pressing, most likely going to try to push them out of bounds, try to, you know, eliminate the room that we had. What I saw was a big gaping hole to throw that slant in there and, you know, let Big Boy go get it. So that's exactly what we did.
Hey, Izzy, 3 points, man. I know it's not the shutout, but now I know touchdown. How was that for the defense this week?
I mean, it was big for us because last week, some people might think we played well, but that wasn't up to our standards. So we felt like we had to come out and be sharks in the water when there's blood in the water and just do work.
Chandler, first start, you know, 138 yards rushing, 9-13, 82-2. Could you have asked for a better first start? Is this what you had always dreamt of?
I didn't really dream of, I guess, statistics, but all I really dreamed of was getting the win, and that was what was most important to me and the team, and that's what I dreamt of, and it couldn't have came out any better with getting that W. That was most important.
How comfortable did you feel running the triple option?
Very comfortable. I've had, now I'm going in my third year, being able to be in this offense throughout those 3 years, learning behind Trey, you know, learning the game mentally, and then just going out there playing ball. It was fun. I was able to sit back once after that first play, just after that play ball. Like, it was like, that's what you do, you know, so.
So, Justin, when you're out there and you got that one-on-one, you pretty much know you got a chance to get the ball, right? It's 50-50, and you know you got a great chance of getting that.
About 80-20, right?
Pretty much, you know, we work on it a lot in practice, you know. We take one-on-one serious and practice a lot, you know. Sometimes we bet food on the line just to, you know, amp it up a little bit, just to make sure that when it comes time to it, you know, that the offense and the defense are ready for those matchups. You know, having good quarterbacks like Trey, Chandler, and David, you know, just give me a good opportunity, you know, it always works out.
Rumor has it they call you, you got a nickname called CB3. Let me ask you, when you took that one to the house, what was the thought of anybody catching you, or you were just trying to get there as fast as you could?
There's always a thought of somebody trying to creep up, but at that point, I just, you know, the biggest thing for me was do not fumble, you know, and go get you one. And yeah. As soon as I make that free safety miss, at that point, I just said, go get one. So.
Izzy, Rex Steiner seems to be bringing a little life to the party. Had a couple of big hits out there. What's he like as an addition to the linebacking core?
He's a great player, and you can just tell from, like, just seeing him, he's a big guy, really fast, and just being around our film room, he's a great guy to be around, and he's gonna be a really good player for us, as y'all can see so far.
Who calms him down?
Nobody really calms him down, to be honest. It's you can't calm him down. It's one notch with him. He's always hype. 6 in the morning, 9 at night, doesn't matter. He's the same Bronson.
Chandler, on your jump ball to Justin, you see the coverage over there. You pretty much just feel like just give him a shot, he can go get it. Is that your thought process when you see him out there one-on-one?
Most definitely. I mean, they had it too high. We had a trip set. And I saw that the safety was still keying our slot on that was attached to the formation. And even then, man, I mean, 2-on-1 on Sumter, I mean, I'm still probably going to take my shot. I know he said 50-50. I'm thinking 80-20, 90-10. You know, go get him. He's 6'5". We got some guys out there on the outside that can go get it, you know, no doubt, and give these guys a chance. Coach Worley, quarterback's coach, always says, You know, you throw it out of bounds with our guys, you're fired. You and me. So just give our guys a chance and, you know, just let them play ball. That's what we do.
Izzy, when Point came out to start the game, they came out in that weird formation. What were you guys thinking defensively?
I was looking at the sideline. I had no idea what we're really doing. I didn't know if I was covering or blitzing. So I just kind of did my own thing on that play. But we figured it out after that, and they ended up not doing it again. But, yeah, it was pretty confusing for a second.
Anything else? All right, fellas, thank you.
Appreciate it, guys.
Keep the water.
Appreciate it. All right, sure.